I just walked around a block to do a message about just be still and know that I am. And I had the camera on reverse and it was pointing up my nose nostrils. So I had to delete it. What I was doing is I was walking around trying to show how the birds were happy. The squirrels were happy. The squirrel was over there digging in the ground and it was content digging in the ground. Some bird was happy sitting on a pole, being content on that pole. And I was talking about how, why are the animals more content than the humans? Why are the trees more content than the humans? Let me roll that window up, see if that dog sound will go away. I got my other window, my door open. Get your identity in Christ and Christ alone. Jesus alone saved. And rest in that. Yeah, everybody loses their equilibrium every once in a while. But if it's all the time, there's an identity problem. If you have to take like Valiums or Xanax or whatever they have nowadays, who knows? You might have a chemical imbalance. You might have people around you that are driving you crazy, but most likely it's internal. There's no peace. There's no identity. If your identity is not in Christ and Christ alone, then guess what? You won't have any peace. I had a lot of great parallels there. I'll probably die while I'm recording the message. That'd probably be how it ends with me. I had a lot of good parallels to learn from. I said, look at that tree. How does that tree stay in peace? Stable. Stable is able, S-T, snake on the cross. Able is stable because A-B is Abba, Father. L-E is God. He was resting in the womb of God. A is blood. B is house. The Abba, Father. L-E or E-L, goes back to God always in all the old scripts and languages. S is integrating you back through the cross. Integration. So Abel was stable because he was integrated in by the cross. He went by the blood. The letter A is the blood. B is the house. What is the blood house? The sacred. It was a temple where they did blood sacrifice. But that was just temporary. It pointed to Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago. But really, it pointed even further back than that. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So the fact that Jesus went to the cross 2,000 years ago and the lamb slain before the foundation world, that tells you that time don't really exist. It's just each day is a birthing cycle. It's a birthing process from state to state to state. Next year, you'll be a different person. If you're the same person next year, that's pathetic, to be honest with you. It's pathetic. You should be being pushed and stretched either by your spouse or your job or your own business or the Bible or God's word or something should be pushing you to the next level. Your health, you might, I was eating too, you know, alcohol turns to sugar and sugar diabetes is a real thing. Oh, I got to get right. I got to start, you know. It's okay. We learn from our mistakes, you know. But I'm telling you what the code says. The reason Abel is stable is because he went to the cross, to the bosom of God. His identity was in God. It's like when you hold your child to your chest, they feel safe, right? And so this is the same thing. God's going to hold you, but you got to run to God. Not to some kind of addiction, some kind of drink or drug or bar scene or sport. There's people make idols out of everything. Idolatry is running from I think that's the right word, bosom, you know, meaning like when you hold your child in your arm, whatever that word is. I think that's the right word. And so, what's the object lesson of being stable? What's the object lesson? That's right in front of you. Just walk out your door and I'm going to show you an object lesson. Go look any tree or any pole or any post. I know you've got one outside because it's all a fractal hologram. I could be here, I could be there. I could be where I'm at or where you're at, same truth everywhere. That's why it's a fractal holographic reality. So I can stand in your front yard and see the same exact truth in my front yard. I can go to any state, city, country, and see the same truth everywhere. Because it's a fractal holographic reality that points to Jesus and the cross. So go out in your front yard, look at a pole or a tree or a post. It's steady state. If you're not steady state, that tree and that pole and that post has more peace than you do. And it's an inanimate object. You're a human being made in God's image. If somebody's stealing your peace, something, somebody, something, get away from them. They don't have your back. They're trying to actually vampire off of you, to be honest with you. Try to eat this food again while I'm talking. I know that's rude, but it's getting cold. I was walking around the block. And there was a dog barking at me, but a little small dog, and his tail was wagging. So you could tell that he was barking for an ulterior motive. He wanted your attention. He wasn't really mad because his tail was wagging. Body language. Went around another block, and this dog was barking, and his tail wasn't wagging. He was mad. What's the object lesson on that? The object lesson on that is there's some people barking at you who just want your attention. But there's some people barking at you who want to kill you. You can look at their patterns because everybody has a pattern. You can look at their body language. And you can decode their motive. How they treat others is how they'll treat you. Birds of a feather flock together. If you got a bunch of people around a bunch of religious but lost, plastic faced, their clothes had to be perfect all the time, and they have to put on that outward show, they're going to hang around with that kind of people. If you got a down-to-earth person who just is just being real, just being themselves, whatever they're doing, they're just being honest, being real. Other people will seek those people out. And usually society will ostracize those people because they're not, you know, they're not in the hive, you know, they're different. They're speaking their truth or their mind or their whatever. They're being real, and society will beat them up. I mean, really think about it. If you go to a church Sunday morning, there's a lot of people in there lost. I mean, they only go, some people in there for 20 years and they're lost, but they only go for the image. They only go because they're virtue signaling. Another thing I saw when I was walking around the block was I saw a bird flying around, and I saw an airplane flying by. And I said, the man observes the creation. He watched the birds to make an airplane. He watches the heating and cold cycles of the earth to make a heat pump. So it's just an image. It's a consolidated image. And so that image, inventions come from the man observing the earth, right? So these inventions that man makes are images of what's happening already, what's already been, right, in the natural. This is deep. Really think about what I'm saying. Those images tell you that the earth plane is an image as well. The human is an image. Your soul, your psyche, your mind, your spirit, everything about you is an image. What did Jesus say? He just did what the Father told him to do. I think I'm going to take that magnesium glycinate during the day and see what happens. Experiment with that. It could be a chemical imbalance, could be amino acid imbalance, could be anything that's upsetting a person. But the secret is to find out what it is. And don't stop till you find it. If you're a hell-bound sinner, run to Jesus. Whatever takes away your peace, cut it off. I'm looking out in front of me, and there's a shadow on a house from this huge tree. It kind of reminds me of the Plato's cave allegory, right? Look at that shade on the tree. If I didn't see the tree there, I would say, what is that reflection of? You know, I'd already know it's a tree probably. But you see a shadow and you say, what is that shadow from? Where is it coming from? What is it pointing to? It's pointing to that tree. And so likewise, 3D land is shadow land. 3D land is shadow land. Everything that you experience, every person, every place, people, thing, whatever, every thought, everything's a shadow land. It comes from my higher archetype in the spirit realm, and you're just experiencing down here. And the reason that you're in shadow land is to teach you some lessons for your soul, for your heart, for your mind, love, right? It's all about love anyway. The greatest thing is love. Everything else will fail, but love is forever. You got to get saved, though, to experience God's love and to have God's love in you. Because without the Holy Spirit, you don't know what love is. You think you do. Oh, I love her. I love that one. What happens when she loses her mind and goes crazy? Do you still love her? If you have agape love, yeah. If it's only emotional love, that's up and down. The emotions are the emotion, sine wave. They're motions. Emotional love is fickle. Steady state love is forever. It's eternal. It's spiritual. But you'll cut this message off, and you'll forget everything I just said, and you'll go back to the matrix, and none of it will matter. And then about 20 years down the road, you'll remember, oh yeah, I heard books say that. And now I know what he means. I've done the work. I've done the inner work. You see, one thing, you can tell an enlightened person. You know how you can tell an enlightened person? Let's say they're in a, here's how you tell if somebody's enlightened or not. I'm just bringing it down in simple terms, right? So let's say you're talking to somebody and they go off the deep end about something. And you're scratching your head thinking, what set them off? What provoked them? Instead of getting mad, you say, oh, they're me. I'm them, they're me. We're the same. We're one. Maybe they have this issue, but I have this issue. Maybe this person deals with, maybe when they were a child, they were abused. Maybe when I was a child, I was abandoned. Oh, we're actually the same. We're just dealing with different issues. See what I'm saying? When you become enlightened, you're introspective, and you look at somebody and you say, oh, they're just going through a phase, you know? Do you stick it out for the long haul? That's the question. Can fickle emotional love endure the waves? Nope. Can agape love endure? Yep. But how do you have agape love for somebody else? You have to have your identity right. You have to have your identity in Christ alone to enter into agape love. Yeah, but they're attacking me. Love your enemy. They're just like you. Have you ever attacked anybody? Have you ever thought about attacking anybody? If you've done it, you know, if you had lust in your heart towards a woman, you're guilty. Right? Everybody's guilty. If you broke one of the Ten Commandments, you broke them all. You're just like everybody else. The only way you're going to have agape love for another sinner is get your identity in Christ and Christ alone.